It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. The referendum on Public Act 4, Michigan's emergency manager law, is now slated to appear on the November ballot. Once the question is formally placed on the ballot, PA 4 is suspended. Both Governor Snyder and Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette say that the state will then revert to the previous emergency financial manager law for cities and schools currently under state control. But Flint City Council President Scott Kincaid is challenging the need for a reappointment of an emergency financial manager for his city. Scott Kincaid joins us now. Mr. Kincaid, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Why do you believe Flint no longer needs state oversight?
Well, first of all, a couple of things. One, the city of Flint has not been under Public Act 72, an emergency financial manager, prior to Public Act 4 taking place. And since the emergency manager that has been here under Public Act 4, in working with the city and the city council, has made changes that the city, I believe, no longer meets the criteria for an emergency financial manager under Public Act 72.
How does Flint not meet the criteria for an emergency financial manager under Public Act 72?
When you look at Public Act 72, and you look at the criteria for an emergency financial manager, the city has to have a budget adopted, and we have a budget adopted. Our audits are on time. We have cash flow in the city. We're meeting our payroll. We're paying our suppliers and vendors. We have a deficit reduction plan in place, approved by the state. So when you look at the criteria for a financially stressed community, which would trigger Public Act 72 under the law, I don't believe the city meets any of that criteria.
Do you believe the city's stability is due to the intervention of the state, that Michael Brown, Flint's emergency manager, was successful in his efforts to stabilize the city's finances?
Yeah, I believe that a number of things have happened, and a lot of it has contributed to some of the steps that the emergency manager has taken. But also, you know, our economy is finally stabilized. Employment is starting to go back up into the city of Flint. Our income tax revenue is starting to increase because of the new employment, particularly at some of the General Motors facilities in Flint. So I think Flint has kind of bottomed out as far as the spiraling down of the economy, and I think we've stabilized.
For people who say there's not enough of a track record for elected leaders in Flint yet, that they can't yet be trusted to keep the city's finances stabilized, what do you say to those people?
Well, I think the real issue is the elected leaders that are in a community, and that if the residents feel that they're not capable or competent in managing a community or managing government, that there's a process that will take care of that, and that the state government doesn't need to circumvent that process. And when there's an election for city council members next year, people in the community can make that choice, not the governor.
You've said that Flint Mayor Dane Walling supports your position. What about other city council members?
You know, I think that we'll go through the process, and I think that without talking to them individually, I think that, you know, if we move forward and we have a resolution, I think that the majority of the council members will support it.
As you move forward, what options are really available to you for preventing the appointment of an emergency financial manager?
Well, when you look at Public Act 72 and the state treasurer's office does a financial review of the city to see if the city's, you know, still financially stressed or not, that then goes to the loan board, and then we have that opportunity as elected leaders in this community to state our case prior to the appointment of an emergency financial manager. And then if the state wants to continue down that road and appoint an emergency financial manager, then we always have the legal course that we could look at.
Scott Kincaid is the president of the Flint City Council. Mr. Kincaid, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me on your show.